Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of Create a Life You Love podcast. I am so excited to be here, and thank you for joining me. My name is Chantel, and like I said, this is my first podcast episode ever. So I have been a guest on several, but I've never done all the work of the behind the scenes creating a podcast. Seriously, guys, if there's a podcast that you like, share it and review it. This is a lot of work, guys, and it's free content for you. So I know I'm a huge consumer of podcasts, and after figuring all this out to get to this point right now, I will be going through my library and leaving reviews for my favorite podcasters for sure. Okay, off that soapbox, I want to give you a brief introduction to myself in case you've never met me before and you don't already know me. So my name is Chantel. I live in Kansas. I'm a full-time special educator. On the side, meaning nights and weekends, I am an author, a speaker, and a coach. So I've been building a business around my book called Create a Life You Love, 10 Healthy Habits That Transform Your Life Now. Yes, it is available on Amazon. Shameless plug there. And then through that, I really thought, oh, I was going to write this book, put it out in the world, done, move forward. But then people started contacting me and sharing how much it changed their worlds and helped them and how they were buying copies for other family members and friends. And I'm a teacher by nature and by career. And I knew from a very young age that I was put on this earth to teach and leave a positive impact. So I just decided, I don't know how to do any of this stuff that I'm being called to do, but I'm going to lean into it and trust that I will figure it out. So one of the things I challenge you to do is to pay attention to those things that you're kind of being called to do that are out of your comfort zone, that you're like, oh, I really feel like I should write this book, but I have no idea how to write a book. That's okay. Figure it out. Google it. YouTube it. Okay. Start somewhere. Or maybe it's a podcast. Maybe it's running a 5K. Maybe it's adopting a baby. I don't know where you are in your life, but I do want to know. So connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. So welcome to the journey. I'm so glad you're here. So what started me on my journey, just to give you a little bit of background, is I always struggled so significantly with anxiety and depression and my self-image and self-esteem. Those things really led me to make some pretty poor choices when it came to choosing relationships. And I found myself in my late 20s in a very abusive marriage, and it was not good, and it was escalating very quickly. Luckily, through the grace of God and my amazing support system of my family and friends, I got out and stayed out and have had no contact since, and it's a beautiful thing. I had to completely rebuild myself from that, and I didn't exactly enter that marriage in a healthy, happy place. So it was my whole life just kind of not living a life that I loved. So I had to decide, is this what I want for the rest of my life? Is this the pattern I want to keep repeating? Or am I going to step up and change the things I'm doing, change the thoughts I'm thinking, change the way I'm showing up in life? You guys, I had no idea how to do that or where to even start. I love to read and I love audiobooks and I love podcasts. So I just dove deep into the self-help, personal development world. I read everything I could get my hands on when I was commuting to and from work. I was listening, consuming so many audiobooks and podcasts. And eventually, I started kind of noticing, a lot of people recommend some type of daily practice of gratitude. I don't do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't know what that looks like, but maybe I should figure it out. So I started taking action and implementing the things that all the books and podcasts and gurus were saying to do. In a very short amount of time, I started noticing huge changes within myself. And then not long after that, people from outside, my immediate circle, my close friends and family started being like, hey, what are you doing? Like, you are just happier. You're more confident. You're healthy. Like, what's going on? What are you doing different? And so I just started sharing with them. Oh, I don't know. I read this book that talked about these things called affirmations. So I thought I'd give them a try. The crew that I hung out with a lot at that time would be like, just like I was at the beginning, being like, what are affirmations? Is that like the stuff that Stuart Smalley guy from Saturday Night Live said? Like, you sit in front of a mirror and you say, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. And I laughed and I said, that's what I thought too. But what I was doing wasn't working, so I figured it was time to try something new. So I came up with 5 simple steps that anyone could use to write affirmations. And I started sharing that. People started trying it. People started seeing a difference. Then they started asking me for more. And I was like, okay, I know that my purpose on this earth is to teach and share and leave a positive impact. I'm going to lean into this. So that's what I encourage you guys to do too, because that is a huge step of creating a life you love, stepping out of your comfort zone and into your bigger purpose. So that's a little bit of background about me. I would love to connect with you. Go ahead and find me on social media under Create a Life You Love Coaching. Again, my name is Chantel Cox. I also have the website, createalifeyoulovecoaching.com. So I do want to share, some episodes will be solo episodes, just me talking to you in love, sharing a tip or trick, inviting you to do something to create a life you love along with me. And some will be where I bring on a guest and they share how they are creating a life they love and they share the tips and the expertise that they have to share. I am super excited to be kicking off a series called Thrive Not Survive. At the time of this recording, our world is dealing with COVID-19 and my city is in shelter at home along with most of the nation. And people are scared. There's a lot of scare tactics going on and a lot of negativity going on social media and shared by the news media. So we're stepping up and we're combating that. And I'm partnering with people from all over the world who are doing things to thrive, not just survive in this time of COVID-19. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can catch the audio versions of those. Or if you want to watch live and see video and see myself and the person that I am interviewing that day, it all will take place on Facebook Live in the Create a Life You Love community, which is a free Facebook group. I will leave you with that today, my friends. Please connect with me. And if you are as excited as I am about this podcast, please subscribe, share, and review. And I will catch you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.